Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Friday, the 29th of December, recording at 6:16 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. You know, I can hardly believe that this is my last audio recording of 2006. My, doesn't time fly by when you're having fun. Now, this being Friday, this is the big picture long-term outlook for the various asset classes. And I'll start first, though, with just a quick review of the week. In the last week, global stock markets closed on a generally firm note, although they've been fairly quiet in the last couple of days. The main feature has been the explosive advance that we've seen in H shares this week. And in government bonds, mostly easier, but not significantly so. And we've seen this trend for the last, at least the last 3 weeks. That's government bond prices, of course, not yields. And for the US dollar, we've seen it rally and then run into a little bit of resistance. Well, maybe a lot of resistance. So we got a technical rally, and that rally appears to have stalled near the first region of overhead resistance. Precious metals, this has been a generally good performance. And two of the laggards are really leading in here today. Now, they're volatile, so things can change, because I'm recording before the close, but platinum is up over $20 as I speak, at 11:45 for the April contract, and not surprisingly, a move of that magnitude has lifted palladium, which is up 11 at 338.95 on the March contract. And silver, having traded lower most of the day, is up and close to the $13 level, which it tested early this morning. And gold, 636 in here right now. That's near the high of the day. Oil prices weakened and then rallied a bit, currently 61.08 on the spot NYMEX crude price. And that's pretty much it. Coffee a little bit easier here today. Actually, in the the Arabica coffee, we had a downside key day reversal yesterday, and that came right near the previous high. So that suggests to me that we're going to get a little bit more consolidation. I'd love to see that, because having let my Robusta contract expire, I would be delighted to pick up one or both of those contracts on a bit of a setback, a gradual setback into support. We will see. Okay. Now, looking forward, where do we go from here? Well, first let me pick up the global economy. I assume, as I've been pretty well saying all along, that the U.S. gets a soft landing, that the global economic expansion has benefited from the weaker oil price, and that has offset, I think, the restraining factors of higher interest rates that we have seen. Now, interest rates will go higher in some areas. I think it's pretty well certain to be the case in Euroland. Although they'll keep the ECB at least will be keeping a worried eye on the euro, I am sure, and possibly higher rates in the UK. The markets are discounting that at any rate, but not a lot higher, I would say, not at this stage. So I think actually 2007 might well be a quiet year in terms of rate changes. And I've mentioned before, I think the Fed would like to keep rates on hold for as long as possible. But perhaps the most important point to mention in here is that the global economy in 2007, I believe, will remain synchronized in a period of GDP expansion. I don't think we'll be getting overheating, although I do expect the strongest areas of growth to remain China and India. But overall, that continued growth, I think, will really help to support equities more than it will undermine them by necessitating or provoking central banks into a significant round of tightening. Certainly not in the first half of the year, at any rate. And let's not worry about too much beyond that at this stage. I think stock markets look reasonably healthy at this stage. Certainly, the overall upward trends are intact. Now, some can give one a bit of vertigo, particularly the China A shares, and there was an email on the Hong Kong A shares today. And yes, they've been spectacular, as I mentioned, but reflected incidentally in that Lattice China Fortune Fund. That's my best performing fund over the last year. It's had a spectacular year, approximately doubled, and that is unlikely to be repeated again in 2007. But when I look at the long period of underperformance, the big base building, the big step above the base for the H shares, and we know all about that classic underperformance of China's A shares, I don't think this is bubble territory in here, and I would expect both those markets to move into the new year on a fairly strong footing, at least for the next few months. And I think we're set for a reasonable run here in the first quarter, because the storm clouds that I have often talked about, say yields, government bond yields, that's the most dangerous area that we need to watch. They have moved up, but not to a level that's going to frighten stock markets. If anything, it's helping stock markets in the short term as investors pull some money out of bonds and back into equities. In other words, they're not showing alarm in terms of inflation prospects, and they are very unlikely to do so while the oil price remains low. The oil price, as I've mentioned repeatedly, I do believe is support building in here, and that it will eventually go up, and at some stage in the medium term future, medium term being anything from a few months to the next 3 years, that oil will go up substantially. I think the next big move is almost inevitably on the upside, and that will cause a problem for stock markets, certainly a headwind. The speed will be an important factor, though. If it moves up incrementally, then that will not cause so much of a problem, but eventually it would create inflationary concerns, and it would also crimp growth. So that's a problem for some time in the future. It's not a problem now. Also, I've talked about, if were we to get another downward acceleration in the dollar, I expect that at some stage, and that might possibly cause some problems for global stock markets, most likely will. But that is not a problem at the moment. So we need to be aware of risks, and but not to be chopping and changing our portfolio policies today on the basis of what is likely to happen somewhere at some unknown point down the road. Okay. We'll need to be particularly alert. If we have a strong first quarter in stock markets, and that wouldn't surprise me, we'll need to be particularly alert come the sort of May period, because we know that's seasonally not such a great period. But on the other hand, it's the third year of the U.S. presidential cycle, and you know all about that, generally being generally bullish. So I'm reasonably relaxed about stock markets in here. What will do best? Well, I think Asia's growth. I mean, really, when you get the two biggest population countries in the world leading the growth stakes, and talking about Chindia, of course, then Asia is going to be a hot sector generally. And I think that those fears that the US slowdown was going to turn into a hard landing and that it was going to cause a contagion around the world, those fears are melting away. That's the risk for government bonds, incidentally, because they were priced for a prolonged slowdown and perhaps recession. But I think that Asia will continue to remain a hugely important area for investors. It's really where I want to concentrate my long-term funds and a proportion of my trading funds. Now, what leads in 1 year seldom leads in the next year. That's been China and Vietnam and the H shares. And if I've written about this today, but if we were to say what's risky in Asia today, most people would cite Thailand. And then you look at the 9.6 PER on the SET index and the yield of whatever is it, nearly 4.7%. There's value there, and people are concerned about political events that have occurred over the last year, and that understandably so. But the point I'm trying to make here is that in this fashion game known as investment, that people rediscover the underperforming markets, which then get a spurt. So I think Thailand, if not in 2007, in 2008, and possibly both, will make a major move on the upside. And I remain positioned for that, and I will remain patient, waiting for that. Not least because my Thai positions are all in profits, as I began to accumulate that in the second quarter of 2003, then lightened for a while, went back in for a while. But I digress. Japan had been an underperformer until the last month or so, and I think it'll probably have a pretty good year. I think South Korea will have a pretty good year in Asia. I think the whole region could have a reasonably good year, but again, don't expect what the leaders of 1 year to be the leaders of the next. India fell within the upper middle of the performance ranks in Asia this year, and I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't maintain that overall performance. And it's at least twice as good as the performance on a year-on-year basis, as we're seeing from the Dow, for example, on average. Now, I think also the emerging markets generally will do well, with the exception of the oil producers, at least until we get stronger oil prices. And at the moment, with a consensus that oil is going to go to 50 and perhaps lower, that will weigh on those markets, which are, but they have gradually and largely corrected the extreme overvaluations that had existed earlier in this year. Now, what else to mention in here? I think that we'll probably get a move, if not in the first half of the year, in the second half of the year, in some of these low valuation resources shares, the BHP Billitons and the Rios. I think that's very much in the cards, and meanwhile, I'm patiently prepared to wait for that. So, taking a quick drink of water, and I think, well, looking beyond India is very much my favorite stock market for the long term. China, I want to be in these two front runners. And then I want to participate in a general basket fund for the region. And I do so through that Aberdeen New Dawn Fund. Now, and there are lots of similar vehicles listed in the libraries. I think that Wall Street, again, strong performance. If you look at one share, as a bit of a benchmark here for Wall Street, look at Citigroup, and that recently broke up out of a long sideways trading range. Wall Street isn't going to unravel while Citigroup is a strong performer. European stock market indices, they're not that expensive. I can see them moving higher in here overall, but we should really be prepared psychologically at any rate for a medium-term correction at some stage in 2007. There's no need to lose any sleep over that prospect at present. The precious metals, I read about gold yesterday. I think we will see gold hit new highs take out the 2006 highs in 2007. And I expect the entire precious metal sector to see a good move, if not sooner, then certainly later in the year. Now, they've had an interesting week in here, but until we see gold really breaking its progression of lower rally highs or breaking lateral resistance within those trading ranges against other currencies, all those charts I posted yesterday, if you're interested at all in gold and haven't seen them yet, do have a look. That will be the signal for a major move overall. And I have maintained recently that precious metals were in an accumulation zone. I have futures longs in platinum, gold, silver, and palladium, as you probably know. And they're not insignificant positions. And when I get the signal that gold is appreciating against everything, then I will almost certainly leverage up, and quite possibly quite substantially, but I'll do it on a conservative basis. Do it behind trailing in the money stops on my earlier purchases. And that should be an interesting opportunity. And I'm probably not going to play the oil sector for quite a while because it's ranging here, although I do think that the next big move is up. But there is contango money to be paid, as there is in most of these commodities, and that causes me to do a certain amount of baby steps trading in the precious metals. But given the amount of support building the precious metals have put in, I do really want to be mainly long there and in a position to take advantage of that move and to leverage it up, as I've already mentioned. And elsewhere, if one was going to look for strong currencies, well, I would plumb for the Asian ones, as I've said on many occasions in the past. But in this international beauty contest, I find other things to do that I suspect are more interesting at the moment than trading the currencies, which are generally slower movers overall. Grains and beans, I think we'll get another run there. I think we'll get another run in many of the soft commodities. Soft commodities had a good year this year. I believe it overall it would average out as a better year than the industrial commodities, and I would not be surprised to see that continue in 2007. I wouldn't be surprised also to see a dull year for a change in industrial metals, but that really means that they won't fall to the extent that just about all analysts have been expecting. Therefore, I think that analysts will realize that this supply demand, the supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme is going to continue into and through 2007 in most instances. If there's an exception, it's copper here, but only in the medium term, as I've mentioned before. And that background of strong metal prices for longer than analysts have been expecting will lead to another investment upswing in the resources shares overall. Gold shares could do well also against that background. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. So thank you for all your wonderful emails and the many reports that you've sent in over the last year. That I appreciate that so much, and the wise comments and the interesting questions that you have contributed. And as I've said on so many occasions in the past, we are a collective, and that's what makes this service, that's what gives so much value added to the service, and it makes my job an absolute pleasure. And I really do look forward to working with you on our great analytical challenge in 2007. Enjoy.